Hello?
Hi, Pooja. It's Monica with Family First
Yeah, we
Care.
got disconnected. Yep.
Yes, I'm sorry. So what is your county of residence?
I'm in Northampton in Nazareth. It's by Easton too.
Okay. And your country of birth?
I'm sorry?
Your country of birth?
India.
And it's asking me for your country of citizenship.
United States.
Have you ever used any aliases?
What is that?
Like another name?
Well, I had my maiden name before marriage, Pooja Verma, Verma. Then after marriage is Singh now.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address? So I have 507 Deerfield Drive.
Correct.
What's your height?
5'3". Hello. How are you?
Your weight?
Around 200 pounds.
Your hair color?
it's kind of blonde, like the highlights, brown.
Okay. And your eye color?
Light brown.
All right, just one moment because I just need to put in all the information here. All right. So it's asking me what document you want to provide as far as your ID. Do you want to bring in your driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So let me see what location I have that's closest to you. Okay, so it says I have an ident to go that's inside a triple A building in Bethlehem, PA, and it's about 7.86 miles from you. That's the closest that I have available.
Identical.
Yes, ident to go. I'll
Okay.
send you the appointment information once we
And then
schedule.
when can I go there?
Give me one moment because I have to pull up their availability.
And then how long does process take if I get it, let's just say done today?
Generally, it can take up to 10 business days for the results to come back because they come mailed out to you. So they mail
Okay.
it out to you.
So then we're gonna be holding everything for 10 business days.
Until you get the results.
Is there something faster? Then I don't want to do this because already I've been having a lot of problem with the other coordinator yesterday. I made an appeal, and now there's something has to be quicker because I'm not gonna wait for 10 days.
I mean, the only other option would be to provide it to your residency proof.
Well, I am giving you my residency proof, right? We have the house. That's why I don't understand. We have the house until 2019. We moved here. We have the deed and everything. After that, we still have the house. It's just that it was getting...
Is it under your name? Like, is your name anywhere on the deed?
It's my husband's name, and we're still married. It's his name on the deed. Since you'll have the date there, it says on March 29th. 2019, and he can provide you a letter saying that I've been living with him since then. That's what I can give it to you. I can
see if they'll accept that. Send me a picture so I can send it to them and they can review it.
Okay, I would have to. I'm not home right now, but then when I go home, I'll send you the deed picture. So it has my husband's name, and we are still married, legally married, still of now. He can provide you a letter saying that she's been living with me. And in March 2019, we got the house.
Okay, I mean, send it to me because I need to send it up to a manager. I cannot make that decision.
And is Melissa the manager?
She would be the manager, but she probably needs to send it up to a higher manager to review it.
Okay, all right, I'll send that.
Okay, all right, Pooja.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.